The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. And of course, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for this morning. Actually, today we're going to talk about weather. The other day, Aaron and I were up in arms around each other on whether things went or gone properly.
Pun intended.
That's a pun inside you?
Weather?
What do you mean weather? Oh, whether
you understand whether it's a pun or not.
That's that QC education. Always trying to make us look small when people talking, because I wasn't doing no punning. I was saying...
You was punning.
Yes. Okay. Let me continue. We talk about weather. And we talk about weather. See, I get it now. I get the pun. The other day, our prime minister made some announcements, right? I believe it was for... good reasoning, right? But I challenged it and said, well, moving forward, I don't think it's supposed to be done this particular way, right? Because we have a what the department called? Department of...
Meteorology?
Not that. The ministry now.
Disaster Risk Management Authority?
And as people are trying to understand the mandate of that particular area, particular ministry, right? Especially how it changed from NEMA. Mm-hmm. Right, I think that things became ambiguous in our prime minister's attempt to safeguard the Bahamas. Right, there needs to be some roles explained. There need some duties to be made clear of, and we need to understand how meteorologists, how weather forecasters fit in. Right, the other day we had a system. I call it a system. I think the weatherman called it a system that came over New Providence or the Northwest Bahamas, and it rained.
Extreme Northwest and Northwest Territories.
It rained like crazy. But behind that system, maybe 2 days afterwards, 3 days afterwards, was a hurricane. It was a scary hurricane. But the system that was in the head of it was rain. Mm-hmm. I grew up where rain don't stop no school. Mm-hmm. Your parents say you won't go in because it's too much rain, because the bus, whatever it is. But those who have car and those who are willing to brave the weather, they can be in school.
Yeah, my mother said, if you dead, the nurse will let us know and I'll come pick you up.
That's it is.
You don't miss going to school.
And especially in environments where school is a safe place for kids. I send you to school so you stay safe. If I leave you home while I had to work, problems can happen. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's why I grew up in that era. I'm assuming that this era is similar. Right? So I said, you know, Aaron, I'm going to bring in a weather forecaster today to explain that weather system, right? After the storm and this mega storm, which they say is a hurricane 5-6 plus, they call it now. See, that was too strong overnight. So explain that. And also explain how weathermen, forecasters, meteorologists, how they interact with, what the place name again? The ministry.
DRMA.
That's because it changed from NEMA. I know what NEMA is. This new one, I ain't really sure.
Disaster Risk Management Authority.
It's a government agency. When you put government inside things, it's just become problematic because with government goes with votes and things. It goes with politics and things. People get position because I need them to have position because I need votes. And that's I happen to manipulate, manage, maneuver to have Wayne Neely to come in the studio to explain some things. That's my weatherman. When I need explanation on what the system is, I ensure I can get a WhatsApp to say, this is what is floating out there. Again, I want to say thank you and appreciation to Wayne Neely. Wayne, welcome.
It's my pleasure. I know.
And bring that mic a little closer for you, so make sure everyone can hear you loud and clear. Go ahead.
Yes, I know that I'm in a hot seat. This is a hot seat, so I bought some water, so hopefully it's cool.
I plan to challenge you, and I'm trying not to be political because you still work for government.
Yeah,
but I want understand some things for my listening audience. See, this is about my listening audience, not politics. It's my listening audience I want to talk about, right? First of all, let's do some housekeeping. Are there any weather systems out there we need to be concerned with? The Bahamas, that is.
Yes, we have two systems out there. Presently, I just ran the models this morning. Both systems look like they will impact the Bahamas on the present forecasted track. But unfortunately, with these systems, the track forecast will change between now and then. There's one off that came off the African coast, one that we're watching, and that one has the potential at a great intensity.
Okay, so we have two, and one definitely
one's in the Southern Caribbean Sea, and one is in the Atlantic Ocean.
Okay, and they seem to be early prediction suggests that it may have some intensity.
Could impact the Bahamas, but it's much too early to tell, but they definitely, on the present track, they have it impacting the Bahamas.
During the weather forecast, when that system with all that rain,
yes,
there were a number of Bahamians. I don't listen to Bahamian forecasters.
Yes.
So am I going to the United States? They more competent. Yes. And I said, you ain't know where nearly is what our forecasters say. You know? I want you to talk about that critique of Bahamians. Is it warranted? I mean, of course you can say, of course it's not warranted. But a number of Bahamians, man, they ain't trust you all.
No, I they still don't. And that's something, I think that has to do with something with us as a people.
As a people.
Sometimes your people are not, you don't consider them, even though they're your people, you don't stand behind them. But before, I guess, where they say foreign is better, they prefer to go out of the country. Mm-hmm. And you know, many years ago, before I started writing about hurricanes, my first book, I remember when I wrote my first book on the 1929 hurricane, I wanted to go to the media. And one of the things that back then, when they started interviewing me about hurricanes, most of the time, both newspapers used to go to AccuWeather and the other weather stations at the Weather Channel to get their forecast for the Bahamas. And thankfully now, it is 20, many years later, that's not the case now. Most locals are going to the Bahamian meteorologist to get the forecast, including Guardian Radio, definitely.
Yeah, be smart. We know where to get our news, especially when you want to know what's happening, for the Bahamas.
When you issue a warning or when you talk about a system, the local meteorologist has a fair idea of systems and how they impact the country. International media, some situations in the Bahamas that could only be explained by a local meteorologist, and which is why the government many years ago brought in the weather conference, because they realized that these people were forecasting for the Bahamas, and for example, not calling the names of, or the local meteorologist will call actually a settlement or an island in particular. The foreign meteorologist, when you say the Northwest Bahamas, or when you say, they'll say the Northern Bahamas. And when they say that, they would not include the islands that are impacted by that. When you issue a warning at the Department of Meteorology, it's mandated that we see the island, how far they are from the system that is impacting them, and what would be the outcome as well.
One of the critiques, I had a phone call saying, y'all don't have the right radar. So they think they call it Doppler radar, whatever it is.
Yes.
What type of radar do we have in the Bahamas?
We have a Doppler radar.
Oh, we do have a Doppler?
Yes.
So why do the callers say we don't have no Doppler radar? The only United States have it, and we don't even have enough, the adequate equipment to register. Yes.
The Doppler radar working?
Yes, it
look where you going.
I mean,
it's sometimes.
We're going into the space, right? Because you.
Yeah.
Look where you going.
No, let's examine that space, right?
Yeah.
Why is it that people would say we ain't got no Doppler radar?
Well, last time I said Doppler radar wasn't working, I got myself in big problems. And to this day, I'm still being castigated for that. When it wasn't working, it wasn't working in the storm, and it wasn't working then. And next thing you know, that was it. So, but Doppler radar works.
I just say, because it'll work if it's plugged in. If it ain't plugged in, it ain't waking. And the question to ask is not, do you have one? Is it waking?
Yes.
Was it plugged in?
Yes, it was plugged in.
Now, are you still formally in the government service?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so I will curtail my questions accordingly then.
You know, he's coming on the hot seat.
Yeah, I'm expecting questions. I don't hold back anything.
Aaron has beat you though. So
I just talk about how my mother is a good civil servant her whole life, right? And I have a voice in her face. Because what I want to ask is, in that space right there, because we're interrogating why is it that people don't trust the local meteorological space, right?
Yes.
Even though we know that they are experts, the argument is that is not that Bahamians don't trust the meteorologists. They trust the weatherman.
Yeah.
I think that the public does not trust the system in between the weatherman and the formal news, is authorized by the state to be released. I think that's where the lack of trust sit. Not a question of the credibility or the validity of the expertise and the credentials of the meteorologists.
Yes.
But the risk that information is left out or tweaked or changed or just not disseminated because of a political reason and not a technical professional reason.
Yes. I try to be professional at all times. And me, if something's not working, I'm going to say it's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, others will say, for example, others will say, no comment, or that ain't working. It ain't working, it ain't working. And my next question is how to get it fixed.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just for the purpose of that specific question about why people don't trust.
Yes.
Is it viable to have a fund provided by the state, right? Like a tax, like how it is a tourism development corporation and they want their own quote unquote consolidated fund, that a tax is derived from that fund that funds the operation of an entirely and completely independent meteorological space.
Space? Well, no, because the meteorology, in terms of meteorology, you, for example, we don't charge anything as a meteorologist, and that's not mandated by us. That's mandated by the World Meteorological Organization. And
right. So a fund derived from local tax that will pay for the operation of the space because you can't charge money.
The problem that we had over the years, and it's not the case now, but thanks to climate change and people getting impacted by these weather systems on a more frequent basis, prior to that time, the Department of Meteorology was not a revenue-generating department.
Mm-hmm.
So, and both governments pass, both all governments pass, they tend to on that because, mainly, they won't, if you ask for something, and they said, no, we don't have it in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, because we're not a funding, and we get less, we don't make much, we're not a squeaky wheel, we don't make any noise.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times that we didn't get you for years they asked for a Doppler radar, other directors asked for Doppler radar and they didn't, and finally we got one.
Mm-hmm.
What all radars do you have? Just that Doppler radar?
Yeah, Doppler. We have some on the family lands as well.
More than one Doppler radar?
Yes.
Oh, look at that. See, BMC didn't know that. As we transition, I want to clear this up. Where does one become trained? Is there a meteorology school? How does one become a meteorologist? Just to reinforce that our meteorologists are trained specialists. Yes.
Well, you have to go. The first thing you have to get training. Meteorology, you need lots of maths and physics. You are trained locally first. Then you have to go to the Caribbean to get your formal training and to get certified as a meteorologist. You can't just pick up meteorologists off the street. And I think that's the problem that we're having now because a lot of our meteorologists have left the service. And finding another meteorologist to place them is very difficult. The training is long and prolonged and takes place over time. We have to go to Barbados. All persons in the Caribbean have to go to the Caribbean Meteorological Institute in Barbados to get trained. Whether you're in Antigua, Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad, or wherever.
And is that local meteorologist a part of any global organization, like they share information, said, because one point
we share all information, all weather throughout the region, all throughout the world, weather information is shared and it's shared freely.
So the information what the United States have is not different from what Bahamian have?
No.
So why Bahamian is saying, no, the American ones are different. And I go into American news.
Because that's an inferiority complex that we have about us.
Just the same information?
Yeah, same information.
Okay.
And people think that, for example, for me, I at 2 o'clock this morning, I was teaching a class in Peking University in China.
Okay, let's talk with you for a minute. Yeah,
and I speak at MIT, I speak at Florida International.
I can speak, let's talk with you now.
And you talk about hurricanes, the National Hurricane Center calls me, I don't call them.
Okay.
Oh, no, quick question before we transition.
No, interest. I want to talk with him briefly. Go ahead.
Back to the earlier commentary you made about the protocols, the way that the agency mm-hmm. is set up, right?
Yes.
From the first watch, right?
Yes.
During Hurricane Michelle, Mrs. Lila Green had,
yes.
right? Yeah. I at home talking, but... You know, I'm in my house by talking to my neighbor next door, making sure she's okay. I get a call from CNN saying they need to talk to Mama Bear.
Yes.
I say, what are you talking about? Oh, okay. Yeah, we need to talk to Mama Bear. I say, you mean Mrs. Lila Green? They say, yes, right? It's in that moment and talking to subsequent people, trying to get to her.
Yes.
I gave them her cell phone number. I called somebody to say, hey, pass this message on if you see her.
Yeah.
I realized that Mrs. Lila Green was in charge of the country.
Yes.
During Hurricane Michelle.
Yeah,
I understand now why the PS energy don't go away. You know, she was in charge of a whole country for like a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Now with the Disaster Risk Management Authority,
mm-hmm.
who is in charge of the country when a disaster is declared? And at what point is a hurricane disaster declared?
Before you answer that, I want that subject.
Into the commentary from your
earlier entry. That's an important question, and that's where we need to go. And
okay.
Let me fast forward so you get to that question.
No problem.
I wanted people to basically know your resume, to know people, so the listening audience can know that we have qualified meteorologists. And you were mentioning where you teach and where your books. So just briefly do that so we go back to Aaron Green's question, because that's why you were invited here.
16 books on Hurricane Mike. Actually, my next book is coming out and probably in about 2 to 3 weeks. It's on the 1933 hurricane season. That's the season we had 5 hurricanes. And those books are sold throughout the world now.
You say 16 books?
16, yes.
And you said you were teaching?
MIT, Florida International, Penn State, Colorado State.
So the world seeks bohemian professionals to teach meteorology. That's my point I'm trying to...
Well, for me, when it comes to hurricanes, whenever you talk about hurricanes... they tend to rely on me. Same thing. You guys locally do the same thing. So it's not just locally. Hurricane Milton of last week, I spoke to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Miami Herald.
And as we go back to Aaron's question, you mentioned Barbados. We all of the Caribbean go to Barbados to seek this education. Why not the Bahamas, since our weather system ranges? Like Northwest Bahamas could have a different weather system than the Southwest and the Central. Mm-hmm. You know, we complex. No, yes. One would assume this is the ideal place to have a weather type school.
Yeah, well, we could, but it's expensive.
I understand. Now go ahead with that question, Aaron. Read it there, please.
To get a better understanding of the space.
Yes.
When a disaster is declared, or when a hurricane, because we're speaking specifically about hurricanes.
Yes.
When they say, okay, it's past hurricane watch. It's a hurricane. We're in hurricane time now.
Yes.
When BPL turn off the lights, right? What is the protocol? I know, like I'll reference again, when my mother was like PS assigned to NEMA and Hurricane Michelle was declared, she was in charge of the nation.
Yes.
CNN called her. Her call name was Mama Bear.
Yes.
Right? So now in 2024, what is the protocol? When when we reach that point where it's battened down, you know BPL could turn off the lights.
Warning is issued.
Right. We passed tropical storm warning. We've passed tropical storm watch. We've passed
warning. You have alert, which is
alert. Okay.
The system is 60 hours away.
Right.
Then you have a watch, which is 48 hours away, and a warning is 36 hours away.
Okay. So we had a warning. What happened?
Well, the department will issue warnings depending on the area that's impacted. And now, if there's a warning, if it's going to impact a certain area, first of all, this whole process, for example, the civil aviation will call because, let's say it's coming over Nassau within 24 hours. Civil aviation will find out the time of landfall, the conditions that you expect to get. And most cases, if it's going to hit directly Nassau, the airport is shut down. The only person who will be at the airport would be the meteorologist. And
I want you to pause
warning here. Is disseminated
through... Who shuts down the airport?
Civil Aviation Authority.
Okay, go ahead.
But with the guidance of the meteorologists.
Okay.
Yeah. The forecast, we disseminated several different people. We disseminated the marine operators, what we call a marine forecast, a marine warning. You have an aircraft warning. You also have a public, for example, the hotels. They call us on a regular basis because let's say the banks, for example, when in 24 hours, I'm going to tell you what happens at the Met Office. 24 hours, let's say the banks, there's a lot of offshore banks over here. They will call, look, we have to fly our people out. Most of them are expatriate, so we have to fly them out. So we need to, when the storm is hitting, what will be the impact?
Just for a second. Yeah. So you could imagine the economic impact on business in a hurricane zone when it's a industry protocol that expats get flown out ahead of a storm. That's a lot of money we're talking about.
Yes. Seriously. And then for us, for example, students, if there are students in the track of that forecast, the government would actually try and move them out of that direct track, whether it was Jamaica with one hurricane, whether it was in the Caribbean, Barbados, or Trinidad with a previous storm, or Jamaica with a previous storm. In this case, it was Milton in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So the government would try and get them out of there. If you and with essential workers all you have to come into work and the whole gamut, you have to supply that forecast of rare people. We don't tell them close the bank down or close the schools or we give them the warning of what possibly could occur.
Right. You tell them we've hit this point, and then your protocol or your policy will determine what you what you do next.
Okay.
I just want to say essential workers, right?
Yes.
In terms of public service organization, that means then that essential workers live in a culture where they can't plan their vacation during hurricane time. Also, that we ask meteorologists to track, like, is the hurricane season shifting in and of itself? Because I need to know if I book if I book in my cruise 3 years out so I could be able to pay piece on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I need to know I can't book my cruise during hurricane season because if a hurricane hits, even if the path is intended to go to Inagua, I got to be prepared to be called to work. I can't be on the cruise in the middle of Alaska.
Now we have to define what's essential services. Because City Market, Super Value, those are essential services.
They don't get paid.
Maybe that's something different. But let's continue.
I'm not even talking about the owners. I'm talking about the economic system that we live in does not acknowledge who is essential and who isn't. And you could determine that based on their pay scales.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's something. So the meteorologists recommend. They don't direct.
They just say
what the weather
is. We get conditions. And sometimes they want you to direct.
Recommend.
But for me personally, I don't because I... Now, I would assist them. I'd say, look, should we go to school? I said, well, if I had a son or a daughter, I won't let them go to school today. Or if I had a son or daughter, I would let them go to school today.
Okay, we're going back to the procedures and the protocol on how the meteorologies impact the
RMA, the Disaster Risk Management Authority.
I still say NEMA. See, NEMA's so easy, right? you tell them the weather forecast. I'm not sure.
Yes.
Are you part of that? What would that group, all of them meet together? You know, NEMA had all kind of different areas come together and someone in charge.
Yeah.
I'm assuming
NEMA's in charge.
NEMA's still in charge?
No, I mean, NEMA was in charge when you, what are you talking about?
Yes. Yeah. So now it's a DRA.
You have a police officer there. You also have a... someone from the Defense Force, someone from the police.
They had all kind of representatives. Right. I'm not sure what's happening with the DIA.
I have no idea myself.
So I assume that you send a recommendation to somebody.
Yes.
And someone in the
Well, not a recommendation. They just send the report. Yeah. Right?
Report, yes.
Yeah, there's, like, I think what Neely was speaking about is, hey, I'm the PS for the ministry trying to make a decision.
Yes.
I get the weather report, right? Neely, Met Office sends it out. It's sent out to all the PSs. I get the report. Now, I'm looking at the report, and I got to make a big decision.
Yes.
For instance, we'd be talking about, are we closing schools or not?
Yeah.
I am supposed to make the decision based on the information presented, and I juxtapose that to the policy and protocol, right?
Yes.
And say, well, if and it says yes, we do this.
They would have protocols themselves,
right.
Yeah.
But I may call Mr. Neely unofficially, right?
Yeah.
And I never been through, say something as simple as, yeah. I never been through a hurricane as early as August, or as late as January.
Yes.
I ain't never been through this before. I want to talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you experienced hurricanes in January anywhere else? Should we close the school? Is it going to be the same thing as a hurricane in October, a hurricane in November? So it's like a off-record consultation.
And I'll trump you there, or when you play in chess, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Or put you in check and say, what if it's, we don't talk about hurricanes anymore. Just talk about tropical storm. And call you a call back because I was going to pat you through, but I want to ask Aaron. We ain't talking about hurricanes no more.
Okay.
We talk about rain.
Mm-hmm.
Because rain has caused school to close now. Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm trying to see the procedures in terms of the meteorological department and when it's just raining.
Now let's talk about this. Rain, is it rain that causes schools to close? Or is it flooding that causes school to close? See, because if you say rain causes school to close, then school can't open unless it's not raining.
Yeah.
But if the problem
type
is...
type of rain, I guess.
Right, if it's flooding, then you could fix the flooding and people could come to school while it's raining.
Man, it floods in Nassau all the time, man. Let's go to the school right now. It spray yesterday in Fox Hill.
The whole
of Fox Hill was flooded. Shut down school. Mm-hmm.
I watched a video in your opening just now, and I thought somebody, you said they was having a pool.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they was testing it out on Dowswell Street for the holiday weekend.
Dowswell Street can't be. Let's go to this caller. Dowswell Street can't be fixed. That's for life.
Well, remember Dowswell Street is the foreshore.
Yes.
Bay Street was water.
Bay Street was reclaimed land. Yes.
We are not competent enough to fix that. That's all it is. Go ahead, caller. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
I think you all are attempting to back Mr. Lee into a corner.
He know what he come on the show for.
No, because y'all ask him that question that he don't want y'all asking.
No, he willing to answer all the questions.
Let me ask you something. If you ask it, and let's see if he can answer it.
No. I won't be that cruel, you know. I will not ask him about Junkanoo and the weather. I will never ask him that question, okay?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, my question is that, you know, I was watching this stuff, you know, all last week. And, you know, it was something strange happening with all the U.S. weather, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though the hurricane was slowing down, you know, they still were projecting 100 and plus coming into Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the earlier part of your discussion, you all were talking about, you know, is the weather thing, you know, can it generate, you know, money, right?
Well, no, that's not what I was asking. What I was...
No, I know.
Yeah,
I know.
But that's an implication of the conversation, yeah.
I know. But if you listen to what was happening on the U.S. stations, the food store and Home Depot and Lowe's and Ace Hardware, that weather's made a bunch of money. In that whole little twisting and turning of, you know, of not presenting the news as it should be. You know, now, I'm glad we have guys like Wayne Neely. You know, they can give you a straight-up answer. This is how it's going to be. Left is left, and right is right. But I think if we make the mistake of listening to those U.S. channels too often, it creates a false narrative, you know, all the hardwares and the food stores over here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were like full, you know, going crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I think you know, praise goes out to Mr. Neely, you know, and you know what he does. Anyway, have a good day.
Thanks.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
See, now you've made, sir, you could hang out. Now you've made sitting on my back porch even more entertaining because I can hear various Junkanoo groups. As we come closer to Junkanoo, I could hear various Junkanoo groups' drum practices, right? Fox Hill, and heading west, northwest. And then I realized I have to listen out now to see who drumming for rain. I bet you Valley Boy's drumming for rain.
Well, I know. Okay, let me take the white elephant out of the room. I have a junk loop.
Yes.
There was two times I understood why, like last year, it was closed down.
Mm-hmm.
I think most meteorologists are looking at the situation at the time. Everyone who's worth his degree on the 5 cent paper that's written on would have closed Junkanoo down. Now, the second time, the gentleman, I don't know where he got that information from, and he didn't. And the calls were coming into the meteorological office like crazy. Everybody looking for this gentleman. And after about 2 hours of nonstop barrage and threats and cursing and everything else, I said, look, his number is such and such. Call him. And this is his home number. This is his number. And the call stopped. And I didn't have any more problems after that. So that's... Now, about Milton. Let me take the elephant out of the room with Milton. Okay. When Milton formed, Milton became a Category 5 hurricane. We all forecasted that was going to be the outcome. Because what you have a warm area, enclosed warm area. So... No matter what system goes that, they're going to strengthen exponentially once it touched the Gulf Loop current.
So the Gulf is like a sauna?
Sauna. And so you knew when Milton came along, it was Category 5. Now, eventually, over time before, and it went to a Category 4 and then Category 3, and then it re-strengthened to a Category 5 just before it made, about, not quite before it made landfall, but before it made landfall, we went to a Category 5. When that happened, prior to while it was in the central, they had warnings out for the extreme northwest boundary, which include the islands of Grand Bahama, Abaco, and Bimini, the extreme northwest Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
We now have something called the Northern Bahamas and the Northwest Bahamas. I think I don't like that. I'm disagree with that. I think they should have kept it as what it was, as extreme northwest Bahamas, and central Bahamas and southeast Bahamas. Now, when that happened, when the storm became Category 5 a second time, it was that afternoon, they issued warnings for the warnings for the extreme northwest Bahamas went from North Grandma, Bimini, Abaco to the entire northwest Bahamas. And when the warnings were given for the extreme northwest Bahamas, Grandma, Abaco, and Bimini, they were forecasting winds of 40 knots.
Mm-hmm.
That was winds.
Mm-hmm.
That, in my opinion, that was correct.
Mm-hmm.
Then the system downgraded. They kept the warnings were kept for the extreme northwest Bahamas. The warnings were kept. And then I was on another show elsewhere, and they said, look, they just upgrade the warnings for the northwest Bahamas. And I said, okay. And I looked. And the forecast. So whenever you issue, they were issuing 40 knots. Now, that's before the hurricane strengthened the second time to a Category 5. Just before it struck landfall, it became a Category 5 again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that meant instead of 40 knots, those islands, because you have a stronger storm, you're going to get stronger winds in an extreme northwest. So Abaco will now get, instead of 40 knots, they could get 60 to 70 or hurricane force winds from a Category 5, which is 157 miles per hour or greater.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so any meteorologist, and the forecast is done by Director of Department of Meteorology, he has to make that decision, and he makes that decision in consultation with the Minister of Education or the Director of Education or both, and the sitting Prime Minister. He has to relay that to the sitting Prime Minister so that the Prime Minister can make decisions. Mm-hmm. Now, that was when it became Category 5, and the second time. Now, I was up that night at midnight until about around 3 a.m. At 2 a.m., at midnight, I was able to determine that system was not going to impact the Northwest Bahamas. From midnight to 2 a.m., I looked at them. As a meteorologist, I said, that's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And several things happened. When the storm went to Category 5, it also shifted direction further south. So it meant that more islands would be exposed to the warning area of the storm on the projected track. Whenever you issue warning, you give them condition what you have at the time and what you expect into the future. And if you expect a stronger storm, you say you forecast stronger winds. And you see what winds, what seas you're going to get, conditions you're going to encounter. Mm-hmm. And based on that, and whenever warning's given, you get the worst possible scenario. You give them the national language when they issue a warning. In other words, if you say category 5, it doesn't mean that every island in Bahamas will get a category 5 intensity. Mm-hmm. It means some might get 145 miles per hour, some might get 150, and one might get 157 miles. Mm-hmm. But we include all of those who be included as 100 category 5 hurricanes. And some might get category 4, category 3. Mm-hmm. But we still have to include the worst possible scenario. So when you in those warnings, you always have to keep that in mind. What's the worst possible scenario? Now, when the storm came, and now they made that decision to close the school the night before. I don't know that. I'm just assuming because on radio day, they had the warnings issued for the Northwest Bahamas when I went on the show, which was at 8 o'clock that night. Mm-hmm. So the warnings were given before for the Northwest Bahamas. But by midnight, I didn't see where that was going to happen. And by 2 a.m., I had 100% certainty that we were not getting packed based on the cloud. For example, the cloud pattern changed. You had instead of having a bigger storm, you had a more compressed storm. Mm-hmm. And the area that was included did not cover all. So I guess that when they made that decision, they included that forecast at the time. They made it the day before and hoping to prognose that to the next day.
Yeah.
And so when that happened, now at 37, at 40 knots, they were forecasting 40 knot winds. At 37 knots, you have a tree that's broken off of a tree. And these are things that you study in meteorological school. A limb that's broken off tree and it becomes a projectile, it becomes a missile.
Kids walk into school. Kids walk, parents and driving.
Meaning you're the same to carry. Mm-hmm. Now, and second, that's with the winds. You have other things, a hazard. Do you want your child to be exposed to that? Yes or no? Then you also look at the conditions, the water, the rainfall. The rainfall, do you want your child walking in torrential rainfall that we get from rain, from hurricanes or tropical storms? The answer would be no.
Roads unpaved, roads properly.
And second,
debris in the road.
Also, don't forget, before that storm hit, we had 3 or 4 days of consecutive rainfall.
Right.
So the streets were already flooded. Saturated.
Yeah.
So there's no way possible that we were not going to get flooded.
So let me stop you right there.
Yes.
Let's go back to the system before the hurricane. We ain't talking about the hurricane
yet. Yes, the low pressure system, yes.
The low pressure system. Was that a tropical storm?
No.
Was that a tropical depression?
No.
Was that a hurricane?
No.
So it was just rain?
It was just pure rain, yes. That was not, people assumed that that was Milton, but that was not Milton. That was
school closed because of that tropical system. It wasn't the hurricane because we was like 2-3 days before the hurricane. Right? So when the all that torrential rain came,
yes.
The next day school closed.
Yes.
Okay, so question mark. If I could rephrase it like a question. We are still in the layman is still trying to determine all of the weather incidents, the sand being pushed up into the road, people clearing sand from everywhere. That was as a result of the weather system and not as a result of Milton.
We got very little rain from Milton.
Okay.
We didn't get much, most of the rain. And that's a blessing in disguise. People criticize, but they're going to criticize either way. So you just have to issue your warnings. And I saw in Met Office, said that the rainfall pattern didn't, the cloud pattern didn't span out right.
Yeah, yeah.
It should. And it not just for us, it also did that for Florida. They were forecasting fire and brimstone, although there's a lot of damage in Florida. But the morning when I got, I turned to the red on with the governor DeSantis. He was talking. He said, "Look, we clearly dodged a major bullet this way. It wasn't as bad as we expected." Mm-hmm. And so the storm wasn't as bad as they expected. The storm wasn't bad as the meteorologist expected, mm-hmm. the director expected, and the prime minister and education too. Now, when they close now, they close. What conditions they close school, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm just giving you an idea of what's expected. And then, because the reason why I mentioned the system before, the streets were flooded. So in other words, so whenever you're going to rain from that system, you're going to get flooded. You're going to get severe flooding, mm-hmm. which is what you saw with out on East Bay Street out there.
Mm-hmm.
And all the water that we had for those 3 day storm, we had about 2.5-3 feet of water in the road.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you were going to get from Milton, but that did not happen. Mm. And so do you want your children walking in that kind of water? Now, it's okay for you and for you because you guy went to SAC. Your mother went to, you went to, you have to catch a bus.
Every, no, their whole life is catch bus. It's not just to school.
To catch school.
Anywhere they go, they walk in or catch a bus.
They have to walk in the rain. They have to walk in that condition. So do you want your children exposed to that? No. Now, what happened was that what they planned didn't happen.
What they expected didn't
happen. What they expected, what they forecast did not happen. And that happened, for me, that happens. Sometimes I forecast mostly sunny and warm and rains, cats and dogs. What I do as a meteorologist, I go back and look at the system and determine where I went, where I made my mistakes, or if I made them. Sometimes I didn't make a mistake. I just have to go by the conditions that I had at the time.
Yeah. All right.
Right.
So we're going to go to a break. Caller, I know you're on the line. If you cannot hold on through the break, hang up and call back. On the other side of the break, Mr. Neely, I want you to tell us, what does 78% mean when I'm looking at the forecast? Does it mean there's a 78% chance of rain, or does it mean 78% of the area indicated will experience rain?
Okay.
You're listening to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. We'll be right back.
Hi there, this is Stania from Tell It to Stania, and guess what? I will be returning to Guardian Radio on October 19th, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. What is this show about? It's a continuation of the last time I was here. It's about you. It's about me. It's about learning the lessons of life. It's about love. It's about grief. It's about family issues. It's about talking about the things that we need to talk about, but we never got a chance or space to do it. Join me Saturday starting October 19th, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Let's find out together on Tell It to Stania.
Ready for a show that thinks outside the box? Of course you are. From 10th year seniors, it's The Accredited, where we combine hard-hitting sports talk with top-tier pop culture takes. We're breaking down the plays, calling out the moves, and debating everything from the locker room stories to the latest TV obsessions. Premiering October 19th at 11 a.m. on Guardian Radio 96.9, step into the arena where real talk meets the culture. This is The Accredited.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. Saturday, what a day. Grooving all week with you. These days are on.
Saturdays are going to be your happiest days. Our exciting new Saturday lineup premieres October 19th on Guardian Radio 96.9.
These happy days are yours and mine.
These happy days are yours and mine.
Happy days.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Let's go straight to the caller as we have our last 10 minutes to go. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Call a girl once. Call a girl twice. Go ahead, Aaron. What's your
okay, question? So I have 3.5 questions. The first one, what does 78% mean? Second one is, New York's only 7 by 21 miles. How could it be torrential rain out northeast? East. So like
yes.
Montague,
only
Fox
east,
Hill.
Yes.
But you go out Marshall Road or Coral Harbor and it dried like Ragged Island, it ain't rain for 7 weeks. What type of obeah is that? And the half question I want to ask is, in this Hurricane Milton, there were tons of people talking about the deep state and the weather machine. What's the and then there are a lot of people say, oh, you're stupid if you think that they're manipulating the weather to destroy your Cybertruck. What's the difference between weather manipulation and weather modification? But first, Nuri, the caller came back. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller, producer. Let's take that caller. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri.
Pleasant. Good afternoon, Mr. Dury. Can I?
Sorry about that. We're not taking that call today. My apologies, Mr. Nuri, just in case.
I want to continue the question, and also, why are we flooding so much? I mean, it looks like it's spraying.
Yes.
And we flood. I am actually concerned.
That's where climate change comes into play. And the thing with flooding is that the water table is much higher than 20, 30 years ago. When I first came to New Providence from my hometown, Sora Andres, there's places that never flooded before. You could have drive past, even East Bay Street, you could have drive past that without any problems. And now you have flooding everywhere, even just an afternoon thunderstorm. So you can imagine with a hurricane, if you get a hurricane and those conditions, you get flooding no matter what in the East, West. And that's not just locally here, that's also around the country. You also have that occurring around the country as well. Mm-hmm. And that means the water table is much higher because the earth sheets are melting. You have a higher water table now, which means that there's less rainfall. It takes less rainfall to flood an area because the water table is higher, so you have less water to fill the water table.
Uh-huh.
And second, you have a warmer atmosphere now than 20 years, 30 years ago. You have a warmer atmosphere. That's important because cold air holds very little moisture, which is the reason why when you get a cold front, behind the cold front, which is where the cold air is, there's very little rainfall. You get a lot of winds, but no rainfall because there's no moisture inside cold air. But in warm air, the warmer it is, the more moisture it will hold. So the more moisture it holds, it relates without going into the dynamics, it relates to the weather system. You'll get more rainfall from it. Mm-hmm. From a warmer atmosphere. And that's what we're having now. And we're also getting stronger hurricanes. We're getting stronger storms. Prior to recently, you know, we had Joaquin of 2015 was Category 4. Macho of 2016 was Category 4.
And Joaquin, the people on Long Island saw multiple tornadoes in the midst of Joaquin. Multiple. I know one house got hit by three different tornadoes in Joaquin.
Yeah, they were. And like, Milton had 39 spawn tornadoes in Florida, but most hurricanes will give you spawn to me, especially in the eye wall or in the spiral rain bands.
When I was in the States, they used to give out tornado warnings all the time, where they shut down schools or shut down areas for tornado warnings. Is that something in the Bahamas we have to look forward to?
No, we do something different. We call it severe weather warning. A severe weather warning do mention tornadoes and water spouts, and we also mention it in our daily forecast.
And what do Bahamians do when there's a tornado warning? Because
when we first started issuing those severe weather warnings, people when the banks were calling me, people local calling me, say, what must you do when it's a severe thunderstorm? Because it's the first time. Nowadays, every Bahamian now knows about severe weather. You know, whenever it's severe weather, you're going to have thunderstorms, and that you be indoors and you protect your life and protect your property as best you can.
I understand thunderstorm. I just don't understand tornado, man. That's a breeze thing. I don't know where to run. Do I stay in my car or do I go
in? No, you don't go in your car because your car could be lifted up.
Your car will fly.
But if I drive it already, where do I go? Do I just say there's a severe thunderstorm? Let me park this car someplace.
Right. Okay. So here's...
Because I go to work.
Give us a source, like a website right now where we could go to learn these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tornadoes just pop up just like upset woman. I on the road. Out of nowhere, a tornado pop up.
Yes.
What do I do next? I'm on the eastern, I'm on the foreshore.
High road.
Or I'm in the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you're in the house, you go into the bathroom. Bathroom is one of the safest areas in the bathtub. If you've been being impacted by the bathroom, go into an area that has support. A word near doors and become projectiles, or there could be something exposed. A projectile could be go through a window and cause damage or loss of life. So
we got to bring you back just to talk about tornadoes.
Yeah, okay.
Just to talk about tornadoes and what to do during the tornado and where to go and where not to go. Yes. Right? Don't go in your car.
That's no. We got to call Eddie Minnis too, because he has some sense. Because Granny was flying.
This has been Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we had meteorologist Wayne Neely with us. We're just talking weather and what happened, what's supposed to happen next in the New Bahamas. Anyway, see you tomorrow.
is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.